The devotional for today was written by Andy Greenhow. You're reading this in March, but I am writing this over the Christmas holiday, and my 6-year-old niece, Amelia, has just asked me for the 75th time if I'm done with my homework so we can play yet. To whatever extent any strategy has bought me time, it has been directing her to do a specific task in a specific manner. Go to the door, twirl 3 times, meow like a cat, and then come back on tiptoes. Simply saying, I cannot play right now, but I will be able to play at some point soon, is too ambiguous. It's not a smart goal, and sometimes we need specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and timely goals. So yes, it is good news that we are dead to the law, and the freedom we have in Christ is extraordinary, but I have to say that freedom can feel a little too ambiguous sometimes, especially when waiting. For me, the gift of Lenten observance is a chance to reconnect with the specificity of the law and my specific responses to it. It invites me into structure, order, and a way to await what is coming. It may be easier for me than it is for Amelia because I know where this journey ends, the cross, the empty tomb, and the right hand of the Father. But as I walk toward all those things, one step at a time, I am grateful for the gift of the law and the company of the rules. Let us pray. Liberating God, we know of the freedom we have in your Son's life, death, and resurrection, and yet we do not always know what to do with that. Guide us this Lenten season as we renew our commitment to you. Amen.